This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast, presented by Allied Home Security.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you on a Tuesday, 713-572-4610. If you want to get in on the show. Patrick Beverley was making the rounds yesterday on ESPN. He had a lot to say about Chris Paul. We'll get to some of that a little later in the show. We've touched on that already. He's not a big fan of Chris Paul's defense. Not a big fan of Chris Paul. He is, however, a big fan of James Harden, although I don't know that I would be ready to make Patrick Beverley the general manager of my basketball team after this take that he had yesterday on ESPN about giving James Harden a contract extension.
Max. Supermax, whatever the word is after Supermax, that's what you give him. James Harden, he's changed the game. This is a person you give the Supermax to, you no hesitation about it. If you hesitate about it, he will go somewhere else.
Stop.
Stop what?
Stop.
So the viewers
to get no Supermax.
You're right.
No good and damn because well.
He deserves right, to get the super
he
Supermax.
He
you're right.
Deserve yeah, super, yeah. Supermax. Yeah. Supermax. You know, say hell, he don't deserve a max. Stop it.
Are you
stop
kidding me?
Did I stutter? You give me an organization that can justifiably look at James Harden right now and say, excuse me, I want to invest max dollars in you for the next 3 or 4 years. Who's that organization?
Anybody.
Oh my God.
Don't put God in this.
I'm sorry. You're right. Just I won't put the Lord's name in there. But oh my goodness.
Thank you.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Right. You got to be crazy.
No, not
you
crazy.
You got to be crazy.
Okay. Not crazy.
And then it's Stephen A. yelling back and forth with Patrick Beverley. So Beverley says Supermax for James Harden. I would not hire Patrick Beverley to run my basketball team.
I wouldn't run, you know, and that's that becomes the hard time, though, too, is he's got to be able to back it up with more than that at some point. Just then he's obviously buddies with James Harden, or how James Harden has revolutionized the game or anything. Hey, Michael Jordan revolutionized the game.
Supermax.
But eventually one day he was not at his prime anymore. Like you're not giving you give these contracts out for anticipated future performance.
Yeah.
Not as a reward for things you did in the past. So he's gotta explain exactly why Harden has looked the way he has. And why his body is also apparently started to break down over the last couple of years.
I feel like there's like a 20% chance Michael Jordan would still give himself the Supermax right now. As the owner of the Charlotte Hornets or whatever they are these days.
I bet Jordan, like realistically, what do you think Jordan thinks his ceiling is right now as a player in the NBA?
I think Jordan.
I think he still thinks he could take guys like one on one. Just you know, if it's 1 point, if that's all it is, then I don't have to go. You know, we're not playing to 15 or anything like that. I think he probably still feels like he could take the majority of guys.
Yeah, I think he knows getting up and down the floor is probably not an option for him at this point. But I think if he were playing, I think he thinks that in like a game of 3-on-3, like if he. I think Michael Jordan thinks if he played in Ice Cube's Big Three, that 3-on-3 league, that he would own that league. Like, he would destroy guys in that league, as long as he doesn't have to run up and down the floor. Because Jordan, I think, feels like he could back guys down. He probably still has a pretty nice little mid-range jumper. Like, that probably doesn't leave you. So I think that's where he is. I think Jordan thinks he could be the MVP of the Big Three league. That Ice Cube. Does Ice Cube still have that league? I think he does.
I don't know if it's his – I don't know, though. The two – like, he knows he'd have to get in shape. And he has a hard time. You can tell he – like – He has the look of a guy who's consistently trying to lose that last 10 pounds. Like, he's not, he doesn't let himself get way out of shape, but he likes to have a cocktail.
Yeah.
And he likes to enjoy life, and he travels a lot. So that'd be, so in his mind, though, that's the thing that's keeping him from being his real peak. So in his mind, he would think, yeah, if I just buckled down for 6 months,
right,
I could do that.
Right.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yep.
I think you're right.
Yep. There was a caller to the afternoon show yesterday while I was listening. They were talking about that take by Patrick Beverley, and the Patrick Beverley's take is delusional. This caller called in right after, and I immediately text Tyler. I'm like, please grab that. I cannot believe that people with this take in Houston still exist. Here was caller Mike to the afternoon show yesterday.
Man, my thoughts are that I love James Harden. I am somewhat biased from watching him all the years here in Houston. To me, one of the best players in NBA history, if not at one point the best, because he was capable of not only scoring unbelievable numbers during the game, but stopping the clock and scoring at will at a game. So, I mean, that's something that all teams wish they could have done, and James Harden was doing it with ease.
Big Mike, let me ask you something real quick. Would you pay James Harden $50 million a year for the next 5 years right now?
You know, if I had billions, I would.
Yeah, no, but you got a salary cap. Would you pay if you were an owner of an NBA?
James Harden has a mantra. All he has to do is work out one off season, get a six pack. Say he was talking to MJ about clutch time. Next thing you know, he'll get a $75 million contract through somebody believing that he's got it going on this year. That guy is a great hope of any city he goes to. He'll be on a pizza box, and people are going to be sitting there eating their pizza, dreaming of that championship, looking at James Harden's face and the show. And I mean, all that good stuff. And I can guarantee you, James Harden brings hope to whatever city he goes and plays at.
Pizza box.
Do they put athletes on pizza boxes? Is that a thing?
I guess. We're up in Philly. I have no idea. I used to live in Philly. I don't remember looking down and going, there's Dr. J on my pizza box. Right?
is that the new Wheaties box? pizza?
For James Harden, it might be.
As NBA players, ironically, have like wholesale gone vegan to try to advance.
Not James Harden.
Okay. There was one little key element there where the caller acted like it was no big deal. Which apparently James will take a few months and get himself a six-pack.
Yeah, washboard abs.
Okay, I guess so. That's all he has to do,
right,
is something he's never done before. The part he said, though, about talking to Michael Jordan about crunch time, that's the kind of stuff that works. That he had a point there. That's something. If he goes and spends a couple weeks with Coach K, Oh, it'll be all over. You know what? He went on a spiritual retreat with Coach K. Coach K, in his retirement, decides that what he wants to do is mentor people about leadership. So James Harden, as we speak, is off in Tibet with Coach K, meditating in a cave somewhere. He'll get the Supermax. People will say, yes, give me some of this. Give me some of the newly enlightened by his Swami, Mike Krzyzewski, James Harden. Give me this, yes.
Will James Harden's contract extension have a wait clause in it? It should. Should.
I guess. I don't know. Wait clauses are – sometimes wait clauses do more harm than good because guys can just manipulate the water weight.
Yeah.
They end up being like dehydrated and malnourished 2 days before the game or the night before a game instead of actually losing the weight.
Yeah.
So, it'd be best if you're giving somebody the Supermax that you just expect them to show up prepared, perhaps.
Yep.
Like, maybe if I don't show up, maybe if I don't expect the guy to show up, not overweight, then maybe I shouldn't give him the Supermax.
We had somebody text in, have you guys mentioned the NBA draft lottery? Probably should have mentioned it in headlines. At this point, it's just numbers at this point. You know, the lottery is tonight. The Rockets will be picking no worse than fifth in the draft. They've got a 52.1% chance of picking in the top four. They've got a 14% chance of picking first overall, is what
this
the
is where I think
numbers
the Rockets have been much better in clutch time since James Harden left. And I think that's why they were able to do so well in the lottery last year.
Yeah.
And then this year, they need to be clutch tonight and get the 1,001 potential ping pong ball combinations. Can the Rockets be clutch enough to win?
Yeah, dude.
I don't know.
We'll find out. I think there's going to be – we're having a lottery show tonight. I think Landry and Adam Spolane are going to be on from 7 to 9 tonight. covering the NBA draft lottery. I did that show with Spillane last year. It was tense because if you remember, if the Rockets didn't keep the pick in the top four, the pick would go over to Oklahoma City. So they almost wound up, or they would have had a pick swap with Oklahoma City. So they almost wound up picking like 16th instead of second. That's the difference between getting Jalen Green and getting somebody who's not Jalen Green. Oh, this is the caller. This is caller Mike from yesterday. Okay, 713-572-4610. This is caller Mike that we just played the call from the afternoon show a moment ago. Mike, welcome in. How are you?
I'm doing great. Good morning, guys. I do think Brooks Covina would agree with me, but I do think that James Harden, when the guy is on, he is on. I mean, he went to Brooklyn, had everybody excited, championship style. When he left Houston, had me sad, had a lot of people sad. No more big games. Well, Mike D'Antoni, if Mike D'Antoni and James Harden were to hook up again, it'll be just like him going to Brooklyn, him going to the Sixers. He'll be the great next thing. And I can guarantee you it's about system, it's about shape, it's about mindset, and it's also about James Harden. James Harden's name alone will get him a $40 million contract guaranteed until he's 50 years old and fat as a cow.
Mike, first of all, what exactly did he accomplish in Brooklyn in that 1 year that he was there that has you so excited about his time in Brooklyn?
I like the beard. I like his style. And the guy is great. He can cook up some stuff with his little three-point jump back shooter. He can get fouls. I love the man.
Well, no, it's evident that you love the man, but you listed his beard as the first thing that was the reason why it was so awesome in Brooklyn, his beard.
Yes, you got to fear the beard, man.
It is fierce.
Fear the beard.
Yeah, no,
James Harden is no kidding. I'm not kidding you. At one point, I swear, I would say this to all my friends, and it's true. Players with the greatest talent ever in NBA history, they barely had it all. James Harden had it all except defense at one point. I mean, the guy could score at the last 2 minutes of the game 10, 15 points when he could rack up some fouls. And, I mean, he was great at it, better than anybody in NBA history. That's stopping the clock and scoring. That's something that any level of any professional sport wishes that they could do.
All right,
and James Harden is the king of doing it.
Yep, Mike, appreciate it.
The pizza box is Papa John's. He was on Papa John's pizza box.
Oh, okay, okay, gotcha. Mike, we appreciate the phone call. When you're listing his beard as the main reason why his time in Brooklyn was so awesome, it detracts from your overall opinion. I would also say, what exactly from James Harden's body of work leads you to believe he's going to go in the lab and turn into a basketball-playing cyborg this offseason?
My favorite report out of his time with Brooklyn, which I don't put a lot into this report. I don't know how much to believe of it, but it was my favorite report, was that it was a shock to him how much he was paying in taxes. Because that's something that could have easily been figured out beforehand. It's I want to believe that that's true, that he really just didn't examine it that much. When somebody said, like, James, you're going to be paying, you know, between state income tax, city tax, entertainers tax, you could be paying, I think it's like 12 to 15% more in taxes. I think he probably thought, like, yeah, cool, I'm good for it. Yeah. Like, no, you don't understand. Off of tens of millions of dollars,
yeah,
that's several million dollars less you'll be making.
It's like, a lot of money, man. A lot of money. Yeah, until you see it on a piece of paper. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you on a Tuesday. Story out of Tennessee about one of their rookies, I think highlights a trend in the NFL that's going to be a big wake-up call to one particular position coming into the league. That's next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.